Hey everyone, welcome back to Winter Park. Mike Wobshaw, voice of the Vikings, Paul Allen. This is a 2017 postmortem, 2018 preview edition of Between the Lines, brought to you by Gatorade. And before we get going, sometimes I get so excited after games I forget to thank Gatorade for sponsoring this segment. They sponsored it all season. Thank you, Gatorade. And as a thank you for thanking you, if you want to send us an invite to your Super Bowl party next week, that'd be really cool. We'd appreciate that.
Yeah, speaking of the Super Bowl, here we are at Winter Park, and with the deconstruction of the Vikings' dream, it appears that maybe this is the construction of the New England Patriots' dream, because the Patriots will be practicing at Winter Park. Red, white, and blue, a football immortality in Eden Prairie. Sounds good.
There may be some Patriots fans watching this, by the way.
Good luck.
Like Vikings fans who turned into Patriots fans.
Good luck.
After what happened at Lincoln Financial Field. So I don't know what stage of the grief process you all are in. I think I'm like halfway there, maybe three-quarters of the way through the whole thing. Is that kind of where you reside right now, or are you done?
Are you kidding me? Look at me. I'm a disaster. I haven't shaved. My hair's long.
Okay.
I'm about ready to start wearing shirts that, like, show logos underneath, and it's not tidy.
Right.
Seriously speaking, I was very unfortunate the way it ended. I'm sure all of you watched Between the Lines, sponsored by Gatorade, after the game from the field. We were downtrodden. So I guess I'm excited to see what's next, but we have to wait to see what's next, and I know what's next is going to be good.
Mm-hmm.
I've lost my appetite a little bit for the Super Bowl simply because of how it ended for our favorite team, but I'm sure the closer we get to the game at US Bank Stadium, I'll become fired up for the game.
Before we become forward-looking in Between the Lines, let's look back. One thing you loved about the 2017 Vikings, I will begin. The one thing, I loved many things about the 2017 Vikings,
but
maybe the thing I loved the most was the improvement from the offensive line.
Yeah.
I believe that...
I stepped on my touchdown call.
That is a group...
Start calling you Bursich.
...that is going to even take another step forward next season with Elflein at center, with the addition of Remmers and Reef, three really important pieces. Now it's time to double down and do it again this offseason.
Yeah, Riley Reef was exactly where I was going, and I love having Pat Elflein on the team, and I like how Rashad Hill, for the most part, performed at right tackle. I think the general manager, Rick Spielman, in the personnel department, along with the coaches, Tony Sperano and Andrew Janoco, his assistant, I think they did great work with the offensive line. Riley Reef was better than advertised. And when you're dabbling in free agency and you spend the money on somebody the Minnesota Vikings spent on Riley Reef, how do you quantify if you truly got your money's worth? With Riley Reef, I'm about ready to say we got a bargain. I mean, Riley Reef was phenomenal this year, and he's a great guy off the field, just a very steadfast, steady, genuine article kind of guy. So I think, I'm not really going to get into favorites during what ended up being a 14-4, but Riley Reef, he'd be right up there.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's going to really help the offense moving forward. The offense this season became a group that was not – brought along by the defense. The offense was independently successful and helped us win a lot of games. So that was really cool to see.
Yep.
All right, now, the offseason to-do list for the Vikings is long, but it starts at a good place. It starts at 13-3 and as division champions going into 2018. Offseason to-do list, very long. We'll go to the combine, the pro day circuit, the draft, free agency, move into a new facility, and then, of course, the quarterback talker.
That's
so
a lot.
It's going to be a really juicy offseason for the Vikings.
You're giving me anxiety.
All right, so where do you want to start?
Well, it's I think we start with the now, with Senior Bowl practices taking place. There have been gems unveiled at the Senior Bowl who kind of slip in the draft a little bit because maybe their combine or their game tape from the previous season is not as good as some people want it to be. But then you meet the individuals. I think Russell Wilson is the atopic example. He's at the Senior Bowl, not the tallest thing in the world, nice arm, but he gets drafted in, like, the third round. So you can do stuff like that by finding people at the Senior Bowl. After that, it's honestly, it's not being emotional or panicking with what you do in the offseason because of the way it ended. Now, I mean, as we do Between the Lines or Vikings.com stuff or my radio show 9 to noon stuff leading up to organized team activities, there are a bevy of opinions and positions and stuff like that that need to be addressed, but it starts now, and that's the cruel reality of the National Football League. You get bounced from a conference title game, You got 24 hours to get over that thing. Then you got to get to the Senior Bowl in Mobile, Alabama, make that bad boy better right now.
That's right. We're not here to provide a lot of answers to questions because we're just getting going. Everyone wants to know, hey, what's your take on the quarterback?
The quarterback bit's the A topic.
I don't even know if the team knows for sure what it wants to do or what it is going to do. So we can't answer that question. There's an offensive coordinator to hire since the Giants have hired Pat Shurmur to be their head coach. That's going to be something to watch.
Yeah.
But when all is said and done, we're going to go to the combine. You're going to do your radio show from there. Mm-hmm. We're going to get ready for free agency, which happens right about the same time we move into Eagan.
Yep.
And then, of course, the draft is going to be at the end of April. And before you know it, we'll be out on the practice fields outside in Eagan watching the 2018 Vikings come to fruition.
The way you laid that out, I think the best facet of the whole thing is that we are playing from ahead.
Yes.
Now, the NFC title game, an absolute L, and specifically with the Super Bowl in your backyard. Whatever, we all wanted to win, and it didn't work out. But the fact that you play from 13-3 with a good defense, with its best players definitely set to be on the team next year, Riley Reiff, Pat Elflein, some other members of the offensive line, big horse still in the barn, Dalvin Cook, set to come out and run, and you got Thielen, Stephon Diggs, and so on, with a really good coaching staff. The team absolutely has a genuine chance to get back to the conference title game next season. So playing from ahead with the draft and free agency, that excites me.
Yeah, it does. We want to thank Gatorade for sponsoring Between the Lines all season long. Thank you to Mark and Ziggy Wilf and the Wilf Ownership Group. They do a great job owning this team and setting us up for success. GM Rick Spielman, head coach Mike Zimmer are awesome with giving us access. And we want to thank you all for watching all season long. We're going to continue Between the Lines throughout the offseason at some of the tentpole events, so make sure you stay tuned for that. Stay tuned to Vikings.com all week because we have a crew at the Pro Bowl following all of our guys around there. And then, of course, we'll flip the calendar and start getting ready for 2018. PA, thanks all season for Between the Lines, man.
Appreciate you.
Yep. Love you.
All right. You too. Nate Vaughn, love you.
See you all later. Thanks for watching Between the Lines.